Today's No Sweat News could get you those STP tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, so let's get to it.
Okay.
Dateline, your local coffee shop, and here it comes. Dunkin' Donuts has announced that the entire lineup of pumpkin spice will be released next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday? We're gearing up for a Halloween already?
Next Wednesday.
Holy
August 21st. It's now pumpkin spice season, and I say no.
A little early.
Oh, yes.
Gotta go after Labor Day, minimum.
I mean, is the Halloween stuff going up Labor Day? Is the Christmas stuff going up September 14th?
Too early.
Come on, Dunkin' Donuts.
Plus, hot pumpkin, when it, like, warm weather and pumpkin latte actually feels a little gross. And I love Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, I'm not criticizing Dunkin' Donuts, but that
I'm criticizing the timing of the release of the pumpkin spice, because you're right. 100 degrees and pumpkin spice
latte?
That makes me want to break a car window and not have anything in it.
Makes me want to hurl. Just
break my window.
Gives me the case of the upchucks.
I think maybe they've released the date in a press statement so that we can all, like, complain now, and I don't know.
That's true. They're getting free publicity out of this.
Yeah, so if you're a pumpkin spicer, woohoo!
Well,
middle of August.
Dunkin' Donuts just got one.
Slathering on my sunscreen and got my pumpkin spice.
No, I can't do that. Come on.
Exactly.
It's like we're going to have hot chocolate. There's going to be some sort of specialty on hot chocolate Friday.
Yeah, July 4th.
You know,
please.
There's a time and place.
And this is neither of the two.
Correct.
Now, Dateline Michigan for story number two. Of all the places on the planet, a police officer caught a 25-year-old man and his unidentified 25-year-old girlfriend having amorous relations in the backseat of their car.
Oh, boy.
Now, normally the police officer on a Thursday at 12:15 in the morning might just let that go.
I wish that was the case.
But in this case, he had to tap on the window and make some arrests because the couple had parked their car in the police headquarters parking lot.
You know how we were saying a time and place for the other story? This one is location, location, location.
You got that right.
Okay.
I don't know what his location was, but I know what hers was.
Scout out exactly where you need to go for the privacy that you desire, you two nitwits.
How about Makeout Point, wherever that is in Birmingham, Michigan?
Jeez Louise.
And now, Dateline
Detroit, if you're in Michigan.
I'm pretty
sure the police will leave you alone.
Exactly. Having sex in a car in Detroit is small bananas.
They ain't going to do nothing.
Dateline the internet for our third story of the day.
Yes.
There's a new dating term out there, Dave, on the internet dating sites. You know what it's called?
What?
It's called dogfishing.
Dogfish.
Dogfishing is when someone poses for their dating profile picture with a dog or another pet, but mostly it's dogs, that they don't own themselves.
Nah.
So
that's funny.
You borrow your friend's dog so that you can look like a awesome dog owner with some cute puppy.
I'm a sensitive modern male. I got a dog here. I'm all good.
You get all the dating website credentials with none of the feeding and poop cleanup.
And you don't have a dog.
And there's no dog.
And then but what happens if they meet?
Well,
you're going to have to make excuses.
Some sort of sob story about how your dog just died.
Oh, I don't want to. Dog fishing can't happen.
I mean, it would be a very hard realization that she wanted to meet up with me only because she wanted to meet my dog. That would really, you don't have the dog anymore, Carl? Oh.
You could set up a date.
See you later, pal.
You could set up like a dog walking date where she brings her dog. Then you go up there and say, My dog died, but I just felt I didn't want to stand you up.
Right.
So I'm here just trying to...
Just keep the lie going, Dave. Keep it going. I fully employ, at times like this, the rule of Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
Oh, yeah. I told someone one time that I was the Giants beat reporter for the Asbury Park Press for someone who I was interested in dating.
Yeah, why not?
And we actually dated for 2 weeks, and she found out. I was listening to the radio, and that guy on the radio sounded like you.
Where's your article?
You told me. I said, well, it was nice knowing you for a couple weeks.
Dog fishing. I'm going to rent out Davy Dog for Tinder profiles. Oh, she'd be great at that.
That's a good idea.
That's the No Sweat News. No Sweat News. We'll see you for the quiz on Friday for STP Rival Sons tickets, the summer stage show at the Stone Pony on September 15th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.